Caitlin McDonald here with the Social Speak Network, and today we're going to be diving into how to create your social media marketing content calendar. So we often think about creating a content calendar and you just write down a bunch of ideas, but there are times when you get stuck and you don't know how to brainstorm more potential topics and types of posts to include within your content calendar for social media marketing. So again, in this video, that is what we are diving into. So let me jump on over to my presentation here and we can get started. So the first place to look for topics, and this one, I don't know why I always start with it, because it is fairly obvious. We start with looking at our own internal business, we think about the topics that we are always talking about within our internal business. So here, write down what conversations you typically have with your prospects. Another thing that you can do is you can think about the FAQs that you might have on your website, or review the emails that you have with your clients. Oftentimes we don't realize it, but we're saying the same thing over and over again with our clients, and these can make great social media posts or even blog posts. Then one of my favorite things to make sure that you are including within your content calendar is a space to include kind of those behind the scene moments with your business. So these can be diving into your values, it can be highlighting specific employees, maybe new employees or the founders or leaders within your organization. You can be doing case studies of the work that you have done with previous clients. And then, of course, shots of your office life. Right now, it is December, so this time of year is great for holiday parties. During the summer, you can do company picnics. And these are already things that you're doing within your organization. So you might as well take a couple of pictures so that you can utilize those within your social media promotions. Now, the next place to look is taking a look at your competition. Now, these people don't need to be local business competitors. They can be all across the world. See what they're posting about. What topics seem to be getting a lot of press? And what I typically do when I'm creating the content calendar for social media is I write down a list of all of the posts, just kind of a brief summary of all of the posts that seem to be getting a lot of interaction, and then I work through categorizing them. So you might find, you know, these are inspirational posts, or maybe they're posts that are about facts, or maybe they're sharing information from other people. All of those can be different categories that you can rotate through within your content strategy. So when you're thinking about your competitors, think about who else is producing similar content to what you want to be producing. So again, in addition to looking at local competition, look more internationally or nationally. Additionally, take a look at coaches within the industry. Oftentimes, coaches do a great job really cultivating information from external sources. So this could be a great way just to see what else is going on out there and see what else other people are interested in. And then depending on what industry you're in, there might be a SaaS program or an application that has done a lot of work to rise to the top of search engines. Usually they're investor funded so that they have the ability to produce more content through a full-fledged marketing team. So for social media, for example, we have HubSpot, we have MeEdgar, we have Monday.com. There are so many different places that are producing content regarding social media that you can go in and spy on them. You're going to find the same thing within your industry as well. Just think outside of the box a little bit more. So what programs or applications have you signed up for newsletters for, and what topics are they talking about? Now, the last place is actually looking at publications. Now, these publications can be industry journals, or they can be more consumer-facing publications. So, for example, if you work with women or mothers or folks with families, you might find that Good Housekeeping, Better Homes and Gardens, Family Magazine. All of these magazines are going to potentially have articles that relate, maybe indirectly, but relate to your industry and the services that you offer. Additionally, by taking a look at these articles that these larger publications are putting out there, you might find tangential topics to also include in your social media strategy, or topics that you can integrate within, you know, a monthly focus of your marketing. So look for publications that solve the same problems or articles that solve the same problems as the ones that you also are focusing on with your services. And then also take a look to see if there are any complementary topics that you can then integrate into your strategy. So these really are the three places that I recommend looking for additional topics to include within your social media content strategy or your content calendar for social media marketing. Again, look internally first, brainstorm all the topics that you can, look at competitors, brainstorm all the topics that you can, and take a look at those publications as well. Now, one thing I didn't mention is that these publications often have, for their advertisers, an editorial calendar that's a PDF that you can actually download and see on a monthly basis what topics they are producing for the entire year. And so this makes it really great for just making sure that you have those timely and relevant topics that other people are already talking about online. So once you have this list, I briefly mentioned it, but I recommend going through and categorizing the types of posts that you have in there. So if you are a nutritionist, for example, or a dietitian, there might be recipes. You could put all of the recipe posts within one category. You could do another one for supplements or vitamins, another one for exercise and living a healthy lifestyle. If you do most of your work with athletes, you could include some of those types of posts in there as well. So you can go through these topics that you cultivate and really try grouping them together into different categories. And having these categories then allow you to fill in your content strategy because you're able to rotate through them at whatever consistency fits and feels right for your business. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you have found this information helpful, please subscribe to Social Speak on YouTube so that we can you can be notified of any new videos that we have coming out. Additionally, I invite you to join us over on Facebook. The link is down below in the description, and we have a members-only Facebook group designed for marketers like yourself who are looking to better position your business online. So thank you again. My name is Caitlin McDonald with the Social Speak Network, and it was a pleasure speaking with you today.